Beckham aggravate his hamstring?
Not that I could tell. Why?
It looked like he came up short at some point.
I didn't see that. I hope that's not true. He just caught a crossing pattern and ran like heck up the sideline. So.
Jerry talked to him. He said he was fine. I probably could have told him that.
Nah, why would you do that? Why would I need information like that? Who else wants to talk about injuries?
Do you think that having Ryan in a two-minute situation maybe allow him to play a little bit freer than he has in the past and maybe not worry about as much?
I doubt it. I think Ryan didn't like what he saw the week before. I think he worked harder. I think he prepared in his own mind for what he was going to see and what he would call if he did see it. Calls came from the bench anyway, so. But he, the up-tempo thing, and the thing that I thought he did, which really helped us, which, you know, we don't have much of, is the quarterback started to move sometimes, and many times the threat of him coming out of there. So all you have to do is look at the other team, including Hasselbeck, running up the sideline, 38 years old, running up the field. But that's all you have to do is see and know what that does to a defense. A quarterback can run. So. I think all those things helped.
Did you see some or all or part of what you wanted to see today? You know, we're critical of how the first team.
Well, I said, well,
played,
you know, again, you're out here and you have some good and some bad. You know, you have the defense wins a play, the offense wins a play. I think the idea of them practicing with purpose, you know, and realizing what an excellent opportunity this is, because when you win a game and the ones play like that, I mean, and you come back out on the field and everyone understands that it wasn't the way it should be, I think there'll be, hopefully there's great incentive and a sense of urgency about we're running out of time here for us to play well. So that's what I'm thinking.
Tom, it is early yet in the preseason, but like even Victor Cruz said, he thinks that guys got your message. Is it too early for you to establish that veteran leadership in the locker room that says get that communication through?
Never. Are you kidding me? I would hope it was there the first day we were here. I mean, there's a lot of messages that go out. There's not just one message, so there's plenty of messages, but hopefully some of them, they do grab a hold of. I certainly hope this is one of them.
We saw Jeff Schwartz running with the second team a little bit.
You mix them
Richburg
in and out.
We've
seen that before. How many times do we have to talk about this? Richburg has played left guard. He played right guard. He did that the other night. Schwartz has played left guard. Mosley's played right guard. There's a lot of different combinations. There's nothing to that right now. Guys are going to play. We're trying to figure out who's on the team. Different combinations are good.
Is there a point in the summer where you have to look at your unit and stick with it, because last year you made a point of saying I want the five and
well we've
I'm gonna go
pretty
forward.
Much we've played like that with the exception of the other night, but I'd like to just keep trying to find the combination that's the best combination, and we've got a couple weeks to do that.
We've talked about a lot of the young receivers who are making plays. What is Jernigan, you know, he had a good end of the season. Is that, you know, carried over into this training camp at all?
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. You know, he's had days when he's done very well, and he's had days when he hasn't. And, I don't mind saying the other night, if he did run by the defender, if he'd have caught that ball, it certainly would have helped us. So that's a continuous battle right now to sort that thing out. And who's going to be the playmakers? Who are they?
Prince said he didn't have to have the MRI today. Was that a good sign? Was that good news that you got from his visit today?
Well, I think I don't know how good it is to have a corner with a strained groin, but he walks out here in pads. I mean, that told me something about where his mind is. He wants to get back here and get going. Hopefully that'll happen sooner than later.
It seemed like the defensive line did a good job of collapsing the pocket the other night, but too often the quarterback wasn't there anymore. Is that...
I don't know. I don't know if it's too often. I mean, he stepped up in there, and there were sometimes we hit him, and he's not going down. I mean, the quarterback's 240 pounds, so you got to get to him, and certainly you got to put him down. And it happened, but it didn't happen quite as much as you'd like.
Anything else?
I know you hate this question that I'm going to ask you about the injuries, but you didn't tell us anything yesterday about Kellen Davis or James Brewer?
I was keeping that from you.
Okay.
Davis has just had some kind of an Achilles strain or something, a sore tendonitis, something of that nature. I expect him back. I expect Brewer back, too.
What was Brewer's injury?
What's that?
What was Brewer?
I can't tell you that. It's Brewer's, his back is bothering him, so they held him.
What did you, this was your second year to be able to have training camp at home. What did you find, what have you found at this point to be the biggest advantages of that, being able to do all the stuff here?
Well, we have three grass fields. We teach and coach in our own building. Our offices are right above our meeting rooms. The preparation for our meetings is streamlined and efficient, and we have a facility to go to if it's inclement weather.